Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Sobey's Meat Market on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. That's 3450 Remembrance Road. Put that in your GPS and get out here because I tell you what, you do not want to miss this. In front of me, I have some spicy jalapeno sockeye salmon. I've got Sobey's Meats hot sticks with cheese. And we're joined by Steve from Hudsonville Winery, who just showing us a little bit of a pomegranate wine he's making there.
So that's right. We've got Steve Geikema. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Geikema. All right. Yep. Steve Geikema, one of the founders and owners of Hudsonville Winery. And welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
We always like it when vintners come because they bring wine. It's so good. It's for breakfast.
Have you tried it?
Oh, I'm ready to. What are we going to sip here?
That's the pomegranate. You said you were doing some ribs, and you like the sweet, so...
That is a sweet, fruity... what kind of grape is that made with?
That's actually the pomegranate wine.
So there's no grape in there at all?
Yeah.
It's all pomegranate?
No, that one's actually made with a white Zin base and then pomegranate added.
Yep. Okay. Boy, that would be a wonderful red summer because it's a nice sweet wine. It'd be a good dessert wine, and you can just taste that pomegranate in it.
And we're definitely known for our fruits. We have a lot of fruity wines, a lot of traditionals as well, but quite a few... fruit wines.
Yep. So if our listeners don't know, where is Hudsonville Winery? That sounds like a dumb question probably, but I know Hudsonville, but whereabouts?
Chicago Drive in between 36th and 40th, right across from the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're still in Kent County or are you out in Ottawa County?
Ottawa.
Ottawa County, okay. Yep. That's great. So I understand you not only have a winery, but you're toying with the idea of putting a brewery out there too.
We have all the permits pulled. We're waiting for our brew tanks. In early 20s, late 30s, they were looking for a way to pay for the roads in America. They came up with the turnpike system.
Right.
Chicago Drive between Jenison and Zeeland was actually named Pike 51, and we are opening Pike 51 Brewing Company.
Oh, how cool. So how far away are you from that?
Same place, same building.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. How long will it be before you open that?
A couple months.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you got the equipment in there. How many beers do you think you're going to be brewing?
We have room for 16 taps.
Oh, okay. Wow, so you're going to be tearing it up. You got any ideas on what you're going to specialize in?
Well, the IPAs, the Hefeweizens, blondes, but we're going to run the gamut. We'll get a little crazy. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Bob was out in Montana this last week working and ran into the what we're going to have on the show a little later, what is the youngest master brewer in America, supposedly.
Wow.
Right now, a guy that's 23, 24 years old and has established that. So it's a phenomenon that's going on everywhere, and it's cool to see that you guys are going to crank it up and get it going. But let's talk a little bit about your wines. I'm looking at kind of a little menu here, and you do have some really fruity wines. I'm seeing kiwi pear and peach and blueberry. What's this one called, Exotica? That's kind of got a sexy name.
That's a blend, and it's extremely popular, too. It's a blend of about three, four different fruits and real nice summer, believe me. That's a deck wine right there.
Okay, I just poured some Pinotage.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping that's like a Pinot Noir.
It's actually a blend between... Well, in Africa, they were trying to come up with a hearty grape, red grape. So they actually hybrid Pinot Noir with a Meritage.
Oh, my.
And came up with Pinotage.
I can't wait to try this.
My favorite on the menu. Beautiful dry red.
Oh, I'm a Pinot Noir fan, huge.
How do you like Pinotage?
Folks, this is called Pinotage. It's from Hudsonville Winery. And... Dude, you've got her dialed right in. You have like nailed it right here.
Well,
that is
you.
Spot on.
Screams grill, don't it?
It screams drink me. Oh, that makes for really good sipping right there.
Yeah, the pomegranate, quite frankly, just a little too sweet and fruity for me, but yeah. I know my wife would really enjoy that, and that would be good with barbecued food. I'm no doubt, this Pinotage, I've not tried it yet, but I'm going to take a little sip here and see what it's like.
It's wonderful.
It is very
nice.
And
we've got Teresa Sobey. You know, Tim, Randy, sorry. What's your name? Jop?
Yeah, I don't know. I did miss last week, so it's
you
easy
did.
To forget.
Yeah,
I get it.
Shasta was a good fill-in for you. Her and Mad Dog did a great job, but we've got Tim's better half behind us here, and it's Teresa Sobey and his son Tony. This woman works around this place. You should have her at your winery. I'll tell you what, you would be making more wine than you're making right now.
Right.
She might not be working. It might put a dent in your profits, but this she's a go-bot, okay? And this is the wheels behind the caboose here.
If you're just tuning in, we're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local at Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road, and joining us right now is Steve from Hudsonville Winery. And looking down this menu, Steve, you've got about 20, 25 different varietals here, everything from table wines to dessert wines and reds and fruits. It's kind of a great selection.
There's more on the back.
There's more on the back of it. Yes, there is. Holy cow.
We have award-winning dessert wines as well.
Fantastic.
I just, I'm so happy to have stumbled onto you. My good buddy Bruce over at Garrett's gave me a bottle of your chocolate cherry wine.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, he's a good man. And he just gave it to me as a gift. He goes, here, you know, because I think he grew up in Hudsonville. Lives right down in Alto now. But Garrett's, of course, is a good dealer of mine, a tech dealer. And we do a lot of trade, and we've gotten to be good friends. And I think I worked an event with him, and he just wanted to pay me back, and he gave me your wine.
That's beautiful.
I said,
that's beautiful.
I remember hearing about this winery in Hudsonville that was going to open some time ago, mm-hmm. and it must have been 4 years ago that I heard about it, because you said you've been open for three. So.
Yes. Yes.
That's really amazing. I just have not heard about you.
We don't advertise very much, and a lot of it is word of mouth, just like you. You received a bottle of wine.
And you're selling out all the time.
All the time. All the time.
Coming up next, we're going to touch on that, how to tenderize your steaks. We kind of lost ourselves there in this segment on wine that sometimes happens. We're going to do a little fish on the back deck. It's ice fishing season. We got ice now. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.